Sir, is that you? You came back so early this time. I have tea ready. Your favorite blend. Just the way you... You're from the kingdom, aren't you? All my life, the wizard has told me stories of the people in the kingdom. But aside from him, I've never actually seen another human being. Especially not one quite so beautiful. Forgive my poor manners. Please, come with me. I have more tea in my room. A visitor? I can't believe it. Oh my goodness. Well, here we are. Welcome to my home. Please, you must sit down. There's plenty of tea, freshly baked tea biscuits, too. No, don't sit there. I'm sorry, traveler. It's just, that's the wizard's chair. Only he's allowed to sit in it. I get punished if he catches me in it. Please, you can use my chair. It's no trouble. I can just sit on the floor. I have a cushion. But first, let me pour your tea. No, I insist. I'm used to the floor. And you've come such a long way. There. Now, I have so many questions. What's it like? Living in the kingdom, I mean. Is it ravaged by war and famine? Is there really danger lurking around every corner? The wizard says that every day is a struggle for survival, and I'm lucky to be up here away from it all. But it just sounds so exciting. Like one of the adventure stories in the tower's library. What? You want to know about me? I don't think I'm all that interesting. But, of course, I can answer all of your questions. Let's see. I've been in this tower ever since I can remember. I don't remember my parents. I wasn't even sure I had parents. The only reason I knew what parents were is because all the characters in my books have them. The wizard is not my father. You should have seen the look on his face when I asked him. He scolded me for being overly curious, but promised he'd tell me if I stopped asking. Apparently my mother and father were drunkards in the kingdom, and he found me as a baby while he was passing through. Ever since then, I've grown up in this tower and learned how to serve him. Of course I'm grateful that I didn't have to grow up in squalor. Serving the wizard is the least I can do to repay him for his kindness. I cook his meals, massage his shoulders, and do anything he asks of me. Other than that, I have all the finest comforts. I always have food. I can sew, bake, paint, read in the library. But every day, I look out my window at the woods surrounding this place, and the castle in the distance, and wonder what it would be like to see them in person, to have people to talk to. It's lonely up here, traveler. I mean, at least the birds keep me company. And the wizard, of course. That is, unless I've done something wrong. In which case, the wizard punishes me by leaving for weeks at a time. Like right now, my birthday is coming up in a month, and the wizard asked me what I wanted for a present. I asked if for my birthday, I could spend a day outside of the tower, not going into town or anything, just to be able to step outside and feel the wind on my face, pick some flowers, walk around in the grass, you know. He got so angry with me. I'm not sure when he'll be coming back. When he's really mad, the longest he's been gone is almost a month. I'm sure he'll be back before my birthday, and the pantries are replenishing themselves, so I have enough to eat. But until he decides he's finished punishing me, I'm alone. But here you are. You came riding out of the woods into the clearing, and you got into the tower. You must be very special if you can see past the wizard's cloaking spells. Please, traveler, allow me to thank you for your company. What's the matter? What's wrong? I thought you'd like my hand on your crotch through your trousers. The wizard certainly does. He taught me that it was the proper way to thank someone when they've done something nice for you. I'm sorry. I've obviously upset you. Please forgive me. What? You aren't mad? Just confused? Oh, thank goodness. Let me explain. Earlier, I mentioned that the wizard taught me how to serve him. Well, ever since I came of age, he started training me to serve him in other ways. For the past few years, I've been trained to please, to give pleasure. There's no greater joy than servitude, traveler. That's what the wizard always tells me. I should forget about the outside world and be content with my lot as a servant to the wizard. As much as I don't want to. Are you crying? What's the matter, traveler? Have I displeased you? Oh, you're hugging me. Thank you, traveler. It's nice being hugged. The wizard doesn't give me very many hugs anymore. It's been so long since I've had any kind of affection. It feels wonderful. What? You want to pleasure me? But why? How can I pleasure you if you're doing all the work? That doesn't sound right to me. It would bring you pleasure to please me? Well, I suppose I mean, if that's what you want, just let me sit down. Okay. What should I do next? Let you take care of me? I can do that. Traveler. My cock. It's already hard. I'm so hard for you. Please. Traveler, I haven't gotten any kind of release for the past month. I'm forbidden to. Myself. Good little slaves don't touch themselves. If the wizard knew you were here, doing this, you'd be so furious with me. No, but he doesn't have to know, right? You're not gonna tell him, are you? Why'd you stop? That's your mouth. Oh, by the gods. Oh, yes. Yes, please. Traveler, let me come. I need it. I need it so bad. I'll do anything, I promise. I'll be a good boy. Please, let me come. Traveler, I didn't make a mess, did I? I'll clean it up. No? Okay. Traveler? Would you... would you hold me? I know it's foolish to ask, but... Thank you. It means the world to me, Traveler. You've done so much for me. You really have. I'm grateful to you. You know... The wizard won't be back for another week, at the very least. Would you like to stay with me for a little longer in the tower? You will? Oh, this is going to be the best, Traveler, I promise. I'll cook for us, I'll show you my paintings, and repay your kindness with some of my own. Thank you, Traveler. This is the best early birthday present I've ever gotten.